It's Check On Stories we're following for you today on Robin Hood Radio. Pat Pagano's forecast calls for a return to hazy, humid, and hot weather for this week. We'll get the full details from Pat Pagano coming up in just a few minutes. COVID is surging in Connecticut. More than 1,500 new cases over the weekend. More than 1,500 new cases were reported as the rapidly spreading Delta variant of coronavirus continued to fuel a surge in infections in the state. Health officials also reported yesterday that 369 patients were hospitalized with confirmed cases of COVID-19, the highest number recorded since late April, when the patient could last dip below 400 statewide. A large majority of recent patient admissions are people who have not been vaccinated against COVID-19. Nearly 28,000 hospitalizations have been recorded since the Delta variant was first detected here in early May. The governor and acting public health commissioner, Judy Gifford, expressed hope yesterday that the U.S. Food and Drug Administration's full approval of the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine will encourage more people in Connecticut to now get vaccinated. Four counties are currently in the high-risk category for community transmission in the state, according to the CDC. Middlesex County has dipped back into the substantial risk category, along with the remainder of the state. Connecticut ranks fourth nationally in terms of people age 18 and above who have gotten at least one vaccine dose. That's about 85%. The state ranks second behind only Vermont on the number of people age 18 and over who are fully vaccinated. It's about 77%. On Monday, the FDC announced the full approval of the Pfizer vaccine. That move, experts think, will prompt more people to get the vaccination in the state. Kathy Hochul made history last night as the first woman to serve as New York governor after now former Governor Andrew Cuomo officially stepped down at midnight. Hochul, a 62-year-old Democrat, was sworn in as the state's 57th governor during a private ceremony at the state capitol, where Janet DeFiore, the state's chief judge, administered the oath of office. The overnight inauguration came just as Cuomo's resignation took effect at the stroke of midnight. It'll be followed by a small ceremonial swearing-in at 10 o'clock this morning and an inaugural address at 3 p.m., according to the new governor's office. A Buffalo resident, Hochul has been New York's lieutenant governor since 2015. The Dutchess County Fair is opening today. That is right. After a summer without fairs and festivals in New York amid COVID-19 restrictions, the 175th Dutchess County Fair will open its gates today. It's the second largest county fair in New York, typically drawing more than 300,000 people to the fairgrounds in Rhinebeck over its six-day span. This year, the fair will feature several new thrill rides and free grandstand entertainment, in addition to its annual collection of games of chance, odd foods, vendors, livestock competitions, and, of course, the popular 4-H milkshake. Attendees will also find safety measures such as mask mandates at indoor spaces to help limit the spread of COVID-19. The Dutchess County Agricultural Society will be following the Center for Disease Control and Prevention recommendations. Masks will be recommended for all fair attendees and staff, even if fully vaccinated. Masks are recommended for indoor activities and in high transmission areas. All staff, volunteers, and participating organizations will have to fill out self-screening forms. But once again, the Dutchess County Fair is back. It opens today. Wait times for COVID tests are inching longer in the Berkshires as demand now increases. Amid the latest surge of COVID-19 cases, local health care providers say demand for tests also has risen. But while people may need to wait a bit longer to receive a test, a spokesman for the Berkshire Health System said the organization has adequate supplies to handle the increased demand, saying that the Berkshire Health System has tried to match staffing to meet the periods of elevated testing demand. The company performed almost 4,000 tests last week, up slightly from the 3,800 tests the previous week. About 4% of most recent tests yielded a positive result. Leary said that within the Berkshire Health System, patients are waiting on an average of about 24 to 48 hours to receive a coronavirus test result after they contact the COVID test hotline. Assemblymember D.D. Barrett is partnering with the Hudson Valley River Housing and Legal Services of the Hudson Valley, helping to supply and apply for Learn About Emergency Rental Assistance Program. Those are available today at Tuesday at 1 to 5 p.m. at the Northeast Community Center in Millerton, New York. More information at 518-828-1961 to RSVP. Some other meetings going on today in Sheffield. The Board of Assessors meets at 4:30 today. Deer Village Senior Community tonight at 5 o'clock presents Christian Cosello, Research Champion and Director of Communications for Alzheimer's Research, talking about the latest advances in treatments, landscape of Alzheimer's and dementia science, risk factors and highlights in early detection and diagnosis. It's at the Lodge, the assisted living facility at 5. RSVP required. Seating is limited. Call 860-824-3819 or register at gearcares.org. In Sharon today, the Board of Selectmen have a meeting that is set for 5:30 this afternoon. Winds in the Wilderness outdoor concert will be held tomorrow at 5 o'clock at the Church of St. John in the Wilderness in Copake Falls, New York. There is a recommendation of $20 donation. Children are free. More information, windsinthewildernessconcerts.org. The Northeast Planning Board has a meeting set for tomorrow. Planning and Zoning Commission also has a meeting set for tomorrow in Sharon at 5:30. In Sheffield tomorrow, the Historical Commission meets at 6, Planning Board at 7. Dovertown Board is meeting tomorrow as well. Sunset Music Series and Car Cruise, the final one of the year, food, cars, motorcycles, music, and fun, will be held this Thursday evening. Two guys in suits and ties will be the performers. It's rain or shine. It runs from 6 until 9 p.m. Friday's on the Green in Norfolk, Norfolk's Village Green, each Friday evening. Coming up this Friday, an outdoor movie presented by the Norfolk Community Association. The Ancrum Firehouse tag sale happens Saturday from 8:30 to 3:30 at 1306 County Route 7. For more information, 518-821-8267. Great Barrington CHP is offering an all-vaccine clinic August 28th. The clinic runs from 9 till 1 on Saturday at the Great Barrington Health Center on Stockbridge Road, offering COVID-9 vaccines for anybody free of charge. For existing CHP patients, vaccines such as measles, tetanus, shingles, and other routine inoculations also will be available. And for those, the cost is covered through insurance, self-pay, or sliding scale payment. The Millerton Community Park invites the community of Millerton to an ice cream social for the groundbreaking of the Millerton Community Park at Eddie Collins Field. It is happening Saturday from 3:30 till 5 p.m. The rain date will be held Sunday. Kent Memorial Library presenting Together Again. Join them 5 until 8 o'clock on Saturday at Spooner Hill Road in South Kent. Donation is $75 per person. You have to RSVP. For the benefit of the library, contact Kent Memorial Library for more information. The library used book room is open after being closed for more than a year to COVID restrictions. The Northeast Millerton Library used book sale room at the library is open on Saturdays from 10 until 1. The Hillsdale Hamlet community presents Jams in the Hamlet concert series at Hamlet Park. It runs through October 3rd, Saturdays from 4 till 7. Food and drink from local restaurants for purchase at events. Blankets and lawn chairs are encouraged. In Cornwall, coming up this weekend on the 28th at 3 o'clock, walk and talk about meadow management with Peter Del Tradisi at Furnace Book Preserve. You'll meet at Foot Field on Route 4. The Sharon Playhouse presents EL Laser Encounter on Friday and Saturday. Due to the success of the Pink Floyd laser experience last year, they're excited to present an all-new laser show featuring the music of Electric Light Orchestra Friday at 8:30 and Saturday at 8:30. Tickets and more information, SharonPlayhouse.org. The Rolf Jansen Community Library Concert in the Park, Noah Palmer and Friends on Sunday at 3 o'clock, RojanLibrary.org. Meet Democratic candidates Sunday, August 29th from 3 till 5 at the Indian Rock Schoolhouse Pavilion in Armenia, hosted by the Armenia Democratic Committee. Our business brief is underwritten by Morgan's at the Interlaken, interlakeninn.com. You'll also find them on Facebook and Instagram. Also by Salisbury Bank, salisburybank.com, and by Viali Insurance, 75 Main Street in Lee, insuring seasonal and secondary homes in the Berkshire since 1912, 413-243-0347 on the web, valiinsurance.com. The Dow Jones Industrial Average will start off today at 35,335.71, the NASDAQ at 14,942.65, and the S&P 500 at 44.79.53. We'll take a look at that tri-state forecast. That'll come your way in just a few moments.